Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Boston Celtics won again last night at the TD Garden to earn a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. That means the Celtics are just one win away now from winning the NBA championship. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch was at the game last night, and he's here with us this morning to break down the win. Good morning, Kurt, and thanks.
Good morning, Bob.
And thanks to the Celtics, too.
Yeah.
The Celtics, Paul Pierce scored 27 points last night. Kevin Garnett had 18, but those numbers didn't necessarily compare to what Kobe Bryant put up for the Lakers.
Yeah, Doc Rivers has always said that at some point Kobe was going to have a monster game, and they would just have to figure out how to win it anyway. And this was it. He scored 38 points, the most he's had in any game in this series. And for a scary while there in the third quarter, he was hitting everything, making some sick shots over double teams from way beyond the three-point line. And that's when Doc Rivers called a timeout to settle his defense.
It makes you question your defense because he was terrific. Just tried to keep telling him it's only 2 points, you know, each time he scores. It's not 10. It's just like if someone else was scoring, you know, as long as we're going to keep scoring the way we were scoring, we're good.
And Rivers was right. I mean, meanwhile, his team was holding the other four guys on the floor from the Lakers in check. Only one other Laker besides Bryant scored double digits. The Celtics, Steve, forced a lot of outside shots, didn't let anybody inside. And combine that with a balanced Boston offense, that's why the Celtics won.
And they had a very high percentage of shots that went in last night. The play-by-play announcers on the TV were lauding the Celtics for their terrific shooting.
Yeah, and a lot of that was just the movement and sort of playing on the front foot. Unfortunately, they went into the half with not very big of a margin because L.A. had just gotten so many rebounds.
And they only won by 6 points.
Yeah, you know, those things are the things that you have to be worried about as a Celtics fan. You can't be comfortable with the way the game ended. The last few minutes there, you got this feeling that Boston was playing not to lose it. Celtics seemed pretty tight. And just as an example, Kevin Garnett loses a jump ball to Derek Fisher, a guy who's listed at 10 inches shorter than he is. The Lakers had a chance to cut the lead to 2. Paul Pierce ended up bailing the Celtics out. He made this fantastic play in the final minute. He hauls in this long inbounds pass. Just as he's falling out of bounds, he throws it to Rajon Rondo, who's flying down the court for a layup. Pierce said afterward that he should be playing football for the New England Patriots.
I was just showing off my Randy Moss and my Tom Brady in one play. That's all. The catch, going up to catch it. Then I went to my Brady mode when I was falling out of bounds to find Rondo for the receiving end.
Funny, yes, and it was a remarkable play. But the point is that Pierce had to make a play to get Boston out of a squeeze that it maybe didn't need to be in.
On the subject of closing things out, the Celtics would like to close out the series now. When we spoke after the last game, you said that this win last night was practically a must-win for the Celtics, and they did that. Now they must win, so to speak, one of the next 2 games in L.A. What are the chances, do you think, that we're going to see the Celtics raise an NBA record 18th banner, championship banner in the Garden?
I think you have to feel pretty good about the chances. I mean, the Lakers do have home court advantage, and that's going to help them, definitely. But the Celtics are going in with confidence. After all, they did win one game in L.A. already. They also were a pretty good road team during the regular season, and now they've won 2 in a row in Boston. L.A., clearly the team with its back now against the wall, and you could see that in Kobe Bryant's posture last night in his post-game press conference. He cleared his throat a lot. He held his head in his hand as he reflected on dropping these last 2 games here.
You let a couple opportunities slip away, but it is what it is. Now you go home, you got 2 games at home that you need to win, and you know, pull your boots up and get to work.
Well, that sounds like he's determined now, but you could see the frustration on his face last night as he was running up and down the court. Even though he was having a great night, his team was losing.
Yeah.
So, you think they're going to get through it?
I think...
The Celtics, not the Lakers.
Yeah, right. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You can definitely see in this series how good of a coach Doc Rivers is. He's really managed to put a great team together.
Okay, all he needs is one more great night. Kurt Nikisch, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.